Okay, so today, Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Masechet Bava Metzia. We are up to parak Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim shenaflu. Again, a bayis v'aliyah, a two-story house, and it falls, it caves in. Amar bal ha'aliyah, lebal habayis livnos. The guy in the upper floor says to the guy in the bottom floor, I would like to rebuild so that I could, that I could have where to live. But the guy in the ground floor doesn't want to rebuild. Hari bal ha'aliyah bonus habayis. So the guy in the top floor can build a ground floor apartment for himself. And he can continue to live in that ground floor apartment until the guy who used to live in the bottom floor reimburses him. Now, well, once he reimburses him, he can then build the top floor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avzeh Dar B'toch Shel Chaveru. No, the guy in the top floor is living in someone else's property if he does that, because he's using someone else's stuff. So Tzarich Lahalos Lo Schar, and he's therefore going to have to pay rent for whatever time he spends living in the bottom floor, because if you're getting benefit from somebody else, you got to pay for that. So what you should rather do is rebuild it all. Rebuild the bottom floor and the top floor. And put a roof over the top floor. And then live in the bottom floor until the guy's willing to pay the expenses, because now that you have somewhere else to live, it's not considered that you're getting any benefit from being in this guy's property, because you could just as easily be in your own property on the floor above it. Mishnah Dalet, v'chein beis habad shu bane b'sela. If you have an olive press that was built in the rock of the side of a mountain, v'gina achas al gabav, and there's a garden that belongs to somebody else that's planted over that cave where you have this beis habad, v'nifchas, and the roof, so to speak, falls in, caves in, so the garden sort of falls in, so the owner of the olive press has to fix the roof. And if he doesn't want to do that, hare bal hagina yoriv v'zorei lamata, then the owner of the garden could just plant his garden in where the olive press was, ad sheyel beis bado kapin, until the guy who owns the olive press makes a roof for his olive press, so that the guy who owns the garden can replant his garden. Hakosav li'ilan shnafel rishus rabim v'ziku, if a wall or a tree falls into a rishus rabim and it damages, patur min l'shalim, you don't have to pay for the damages that it causes, because that's an onus. It's not your fault that a kosel just randomly fell. But if the building department had come by and they saw that this was precarious and that it was falling apart, and they give you some amount of time to cut down the tree or to knock down the wall, enough lubitoch zman, and it fell down within that time, so pater. So then he's pater from paying for the hezek, because everyone knew. Even though you knew it was going to fall down, they gave you an amount of time where they thought it would still be stable, so it's still considered an oneness. But the achar's man, if they said, look, you have a week to take this down, and then it was 2 weeks later and it caved in and you hadn't taken it down, then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv, because you cannot possibly call that an oneness. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel. We said two-story house that falls in and the Baal Aliyah wants to rebuild and the Baal Habayis does not want to rebuild. So Machlokas Tanaim, Tanakama says the Baal Aliyah should just build the Bayis and live there until he gets reimbursed. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he should rebuild both stories, live in the bottom one until he gets reimbursed. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that if a olive press is built into a cave and on top of it there's a garden and the roof caves in, so the Baal Hagina could just plant there in the space that was taken up by the olive press. We said that if a wall or a tree falls into Rosh Hashanah and damages, it's a total onus, so you don't have to pay. But if you were given time to take it down and it fell within that time, it's vaiter an onus, so you don't have to pay. But if it fell after that time, that's not an onus, that's pshia, and for that you're going to have to pay. But next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud, Mishnah Hey.